You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You like that song?
Yeah, what kind of song we working there with Gibbsy?
It's called The Right Action.
I like that.
It's called Bed.
I'm a fan.
Great tune, man. One of my favorites.
I don't like it. Dog Pound being first Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action and excitement. Every game, secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Thanks again to the Galley's Bistro for bringing in some chicken skewers, some crab cakes, some bruschetta. Again, you can check them out in the heart of Tremont. Happy hour, 4 to 7, Tuesday to Friday. They like to pour the drinks. Sarah will take good care of you there. Tell them that CBD sent you over to the Galley's Bistro. All right, 216-578-0850. Here's a question for you guys. Cleveland Sports Maniac asks, can you talk on the show about your opinions on race skipping pro days? Other shows go crazy about it and wanted your take.
I know right now Kevin Jones, staff writer here of the Cleveland Browns, is down at the Ohio State Pro Day. And I believe Marvin Lewis and Mike Tomlin were the only two head coaches in attendance, and a few other general managers that I don't recall, but not overwhelmingly. Because what you guys have to – what everyone must understand is – sometimes there are, pro days or multiple pro days on the same day. And I think as Ray Farmer has done, and this is, again, a part of trusting the process that is Ray Farmer going into his first full year, start to finish in free agency in the draft, is he went out and got his guys. These guys are extensions of him. They're not someone from a former staff that is still on payroll that he has to deal with so that he feels like he has to be everywhere. And in this case, he has his fingerlings out there, who are his eyes and ears, and he doesn't necessarily have to be everywhere, because I think Ray loves watching tape like all players and former players do.
I'd be happy if we skipped and didn't evaluate a single pro day ever again.
That was exactly what I was going to say. To me, it's the dumbest thing in the world. You have the perfect type of evaluation to do of someone. You're asking someone to come in and play football. Evaluate them playing football. Don't evaluate them going through an exhibition that's scripted. You have film. Don't make something more confusing than it needs to be. You don't need to watch 97,000 hours of everything. You see something on, trust your eyes, what you see on film, and go with that. If we didn't go to Pro Days last year, Teddy Bridgewater's the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, period.
Rick Spielman trolled the NFL about Pro Days. Teddy Bridgewater threw something out there on Twitter about Pro Days a couple days ago that was actually pretty funny. And when I ran into Norv Turner at the NFL Combine, he was like, thank God for the Pro Day. He's like, we got the guy. He's the first guy in the building. He's the last guy who leaves the building. He's everything you ever want in a franchise quarterback, and he's thrilled to have the opportunity to work with them. And the big reason that he – and it wasn't just the Browns. He was taken 32nd overall. Every other team passed on him too, and it was his Pro Day. Before Pro Days, when Teddy Bridgewater stopped playing football, there were a lot of people who didn't think he was getting out of the top three, let alone getting to the Browns at number four.
It's just amazing to me, and it's the same thing with free agency, that if you look at the history and you look at the way these things work, guys that shoot up because of their pro days typically disappoint. Guys that fall because of their pro days end up being great value picks. And I just don't understand why time after time after time, people are like sheep and they make the same mistakes over and over.
Let me ask you, as a player, would you have wanted to be evaluated based on your tape or evaluated based on what you did spandex at a scripted event?
Because you're a football player.
Absolutely. And again, Kevin Jones, who again is down in Columbus, made a reference to Jeff Heuermann, Ohio State tight end, who's entering the NFL draft. He excels at catching the tough ball, catching the ball, in close quarters, and also too shedding off potential tacklers to take a short gain into a big gain. Is he able to exemplify any of that at a pro day in skivvies, wide open with the ball exactly where it's supposed to be? No, so he's a guy a lot like me that you're gonna have to evaluate tape, and in some cases, the hype centered around the combine is a carryover into those pro days. And also, too, is whoever started that showcase of combine and started, hosting the pro days, all you're doing is playing follow the leader. Because someone else has one, we feel like we need to have one. And if a linebacker at University of Missouri is having a pro day showcasing himself, which you would think he could potentially, in most cases, help himself, well, then I need to have a pro day. And that's what has happened, and all we're doing is following suit.
Disco Puma makes a great point. He said if it wasn't for the pro day, Teddy Bridgewater probably would have been a Houston Texan. And I think that's probably true. I don't think he gets out of the top three, Houston or Jacksonville.
Yeah,
would take him.
Oh,
he
for
was
sure.
Consent. I mean, he was the guy. He was the guy.
I think that they were pretty, you know, they were trying to. Bill O'Brien has a little bit, I'm the smartest guy in the room, and would have still gone with Clowney.
How would you not go with Teddy, though, if you
I'm
think
just
Brian
thinking
Hoyer
that. That's
that
my
good?
Impression of Bill O'Brien. Just one man's opinion.
One man's opinion. That man is the kid. He works for no one. Works
for nobody.
He worked for no one, folks.
Get you some.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. I had.
Drank some bourbon the other night.
We did drink some bourbon, but I had some. I went out and I bought some Kentucky bourbon barrel ale for my home.
I walked by the refrigerator at the Giant Eagle as I was grabbing some groceries the other day, and I looked into the beer cooler, and I thought of you because of the Kentucky bourbon
did you buy
ale.
Some?
I did not.
Why not?
I'm not a fan of bourbon, and I'm not much of a beer drinker.
I'm not a beer drinker at all. It is literally the only beer
But I'm
beer
not
I'll
a bourbon
drink.
Drinker.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like
but
bourbon.
But it's a bourbon-based beer.
But it's not bourbon-based beer. It's just it's brewed in bourbon barrels.
Okay.
Barrels that were once used for bourbon.
I don't like dark beer.
Listen,
I don't like dark alcohol.
Listen, trust me. I hate all that. I'm telling you, okay. This is the time for you.
I've had one.
I even went and I bought.
Wilhelm
has
the tolerance of a
5-year-old. I'll have a vodka soda.
What'd you say, Gibbs?
Wilhelm has the tolerance of a 5-year-old.
Yeah, that's true. We've heard that. He gets into cake fights when he gets raucous.
Sources tell us.
I get crunk. I can go for 3 days super hard, but then I crash for 48 hours.
You can still go three.
I can go three hard. I did. I went three hard on the cruise.
I think I could go.
You're a professional athlete.
Yeah, I think I could. Three is probably my limit.
The
now.
Sun,
like
Vegas, and the margaritas.
72 hours max.
The sun, the margaritas, and lack of sleep got to me on the fourth day.
And then you're just
on the cruise, and then I was out. I did not go out. I was in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and you're probably were you cheery to be around?
No, I was not. I was burnt.
So anyway, this Kentucky Bourbon Barrel, they tell you to drink it out of a snifter, not out of like a regular
really?
Glass. Yeah. So they do that. So I'm sitting at home drinking some, and I was made fun of for my choice of chalice.
I've got some Don Julio 1942.
It's the best.
Next time
it's
you guys come over.
Oh, it's my favorite tequila.
Some sipping tequila.
It's got a little vodka. It's got a little vanilla taste to it at the end.
Yes. And the stogies you serve over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So the Cigar Club may want to think about you for membership.
They are. The judge has said that my name has come up multiple times more than just the evening that you guys spent with them.
So, hey, Gibbs, I have another question for you. Yes, many times. Honorary membership could be coming for all of us. Gibbs, we had a tweet come in saying that on the Really Big Show earlier today, and I just wonder if you could verify this, that they were saying that they've heard that Johnny is not – the guy asked me if I could comment on the report that Johnny was not expected to play at all in 2015. Was that said?
I would have to go back and look. I have been out of the building for a good part of the day. So
not to your immediate knowledge.
Yeah,
so
not to my knowledge.
So if that was said, I can say honestly that's nothing that I've heard. That's nothing that I've heard at all.
No, not at all.
I mean, I can't imagine. Listen, I know that some people need to be in rehab longer than others, but that would mean that he'd be in rehab for 18 months? No chance.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah,
bring it.
I got a question for Zagura about his boy. Why did your boy Romo not restructure his contract so they could bring back DeMarco Murray?
I don't think they wanted DeMarco
Murray.
They
don't need DeMarco Murray.
They didn't want to pay him
that
much.
Any back can run behind that line.
No way.
Yeah, they did not want to pay him that much. Jerry Jones has actually become smart. Jerry Jones is starting to do the opposite of everything Jerry
Jones
used to do.
That's because his son's in control. Hey,
thank you, Wilhelm. That's exactly right.
Jerry's just on the bus. The good times bus.
He is.
I mean, Melvin Gordon's going to look mighty fine
they
in
can
that
draft this year, there's no need to. That's what I say. You never, ever – Gibbs, listen to me when I say it. Never pay a running back a second contract. Never. Never sign a running back in free agent. Never trade up for a running back. Never draft one in the first round.
You know, and there's also –
Well, they're going to draft, but you're going to
– I guess maybe the exception they'd make is if you're like a Super Bowl-level team, so you're picking at the end of the first round, then okay, fine.
But – The one thing that I saw on Twitter, and again, it's a huge disparity, is there's Adrian Peterson, DeMarco Murray, and Shady McCoy all making $10-plus million a year, roughly. Or we'll say 8-plus. But then that drop-off to what Frank Gore, you know, and Matthews got in Philly, you know, an average of about $3 million a year. There's a $5 million discrepancy between the three best running backs in the NFL and everybody else.
Yeah. And there's an $8 million discrepancy between that and your third-round running back who's pretty good, or your second-round running back who's pretty good.
Or our undrafted free agent who's going for 1,600 yards this year.
Ooh, you've heard it first here.
All right, easy. Gibbs, do we have a Friday forecast ready?
Yeah, I'll put one together. Hey, one other quick note. I do want to shout out, and actually, to kid, this actually impacts you.
Uh-oh.
Rick Finotti. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not. St. Edward's high school football head coach just won a state championship last year. He's won two state championships, had a great run at St. Ed's, is leaving effective immediately to become the new director of football operations at the University of Michigan for Jim Harbaugh.
Love it. Love it. Now we got a pipeline.
Finati leaving.
I'm gonna go. I might be in line for the next head coach of the St. Edward High School.
Can I be on the staff?
I doubt that.
Yeah, you'd be a recruiting coordinator.
Listen to both of you.
You're going to have a lot of people missing time with the serious suspensions.
We'll have a great buffet for all the kids.
All right.
All right, so we were told, okay, multiple people have said that. Jason Sharp, Eric Mienko, Tom said Rizzo did say that. He said a reliable source told him Johnny is not playing this year, and that's the reason the Browns signed Thad Lewis.
I mean,
I feel, at least in my conversations with people who would know something like that about Thad Lewis, that is not in any way, shape, or form how the signing of Thad Lewis was presented to me. I could be wrong. I don't know everything, obviously, but that would be a very big surprise to me.
And again, I said it yesterday. Simply after
you just said that you didn't know if he'd be ready for like OTAs and they needed
somebody
to
I just said it was an extra arm because you're not going to have Connor Shaw and Josh McCown, your potential starter, throwing the ball, you know, 50 plus times in practice multiple days in a row for months on end prior to that, you know, the break at the end of June and into July before training camp. That's just not going to happen.
No, not going to happen.
It's an extra body. It's an extra arm.
When we come back, time for the Friday forecast brought to you by the good people at Legale's Bistro. Text the keyword Legales, that's LIGALIS, to 22828 to join their mailing list. They're open Tuesday to Thursday from 4 to 11, Friday to Saturday, 4 to 1. Could be a little bit of a late night spot. Get a little late night crab cake, the kit. Get in there.
And hats are welcome.
Hats are welcome. Sometimes it's like being in the big hills of Tuscany, I'm told. The mountains of Tuscany, Legales Bistro, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you can text 22828, use the keyword Legales, and join their mailing list. Sarah and company will take great care of you over there. All right, Friday forecast right after this. After all the opportunities, I try to stay true to you.